We have a great interviewee on the show today. You may know him as playing Crazy Carl in Stella, being a pantomime star, and he is currently appearing in the Game of Thrones series House of the Dragon. Of course, it's the lovely Julian Lewis-Jones. Welcome to the show.
What up, how are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you very much. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Yeah, we're just rehearsing this morning in Bryn Cethin Community Centre, which is also the rugby club. So yeah, going well.
That's brilliant. We'll touch upon Panto in a minute. I just wanted to cover your past areas of work because you've recently appeared as, let me say this correctly now, Bormund Baratheon in the Game of Thrones series House of the Dragon. So how did the opportunity to be part of that arise?
Well, like most jobs, you know, you have to audition for the part, and I auditioned probably the early part of 2021. And then I got the part, and then we started filming, or I started filming my bits in sort of June, I think. But what was nice, we all had to learn to ride horses and stuff. So, yeah, that was a big part of rehearsal, really.
Oh, that's great. I bet it's fun learning to ride a horse then for the first time.
Yeah, I'd ridden a horse for a couple of jobs, but not properly, you know, kind of. But they wanted this to, you know, to be kind of everyone had to be competent on a horse. And so, you know, I probably had 7 or 8 lessons, which was lovely. And so did all the cast, to be honest with you. So it was a luxury.
So if our viewers wish to watch the series, where could they find it?
Well, it's HBO series, HBO Max. But if you have Sky Atlantic, that's the streaming service that's in the UK. That's what it's shown on Sky Atlantic.
Right, okay. Well, if our viewers want to go and watch that then, I highly suggest you do. But you've also played Crazy Carl in the Sky TV series Stella alongside Ruth Jones. What was it like to work on that show?
It was great. You know, I was I'd never really done much comedy before that. I'd done a bit of comedy on stage, but not on screen. And I love doing comedy. So it was a great opportunity to play a fantastic character. He's a proper Valley Commando. And I have a few friends who are Valley Commandos, so I managed to sort of tap into them. So not naming any names, but it was a lovely part to play. You know, he had a heart of gold. He wasn't the sharpest tool in the box, but, you know, he was a lovely part to play.
Oh, great. What was it like to work with Ruth? Because she's an icon in Wales as well.
Yeah, it was great, you know, especially the first, you know, couple of series. I mean, when they were writing the series, I know that Steve Spears had a big hand in writing a lot of my character. Steve, who went on then to direct and star in The Tuckers. So he had a big influence really on my character. So yeah, it was just wonderful to be part of a really strong comedic series for Sky. It was their most successful comedy ever for Sky.
Oh, wow. Well, that must be a big achievement for you as well, knowing that you're part of that cast.
Yeah, it was a brilliant cast. You know, we've got people like Owen Teal, Elizabeth Barrington, Maxine, or like I say, Steve, Craig Gallivan, Karen, who I worked a lot with, Karen Pollard, who played, Nadine, Nadine. Yeah, so we spent a lot of time and it was just, you know, we had this chemistry on screen and it was brilliant. You know, we bounced off each other and we were kind of the Posh and Becks of the Rhondda, if you like.
Yes. Well, I'll quickly go to right to the beginning, actually. So as a child, did you have a theatrical upbringing?
No, not at all. I was, I had a manual background. You know, I was apprentice electrician, then I was a labourer, fishing, gym instructor. So yeah, all that kind of stuff. And then I went to drama school in Cardiff when I was 23. So relatively late. And then I became a professional actor, 25, 26 years of age. So I've been doing it since, you know.
Right. So what made you want to go to study theatre and get into acting?
I always loved films, you know, and I watched a lot of films as a kid. And I was in America, living in America, and I was in the pictures one day and I thought, I reckon I could do that. Never done it before. So I went drama school, had an audition there and I got in, you know, and I was very fortunate that Andrew Neil, the head of acting, must have spotted something in me, some craziness. Maybe that's why he played Crazy Carl, I don't know. But I became an actor.
Oh, wow. And the main part of your life right now, we can't miss it, is pantomime. And this year, I mean, you're starring as Sheriff of Nottingham in Robin Hood. So what first got you into pantomime?
Well, it's going back at probably about nearly 4 years now, I suppose. I'd never done pantomime. I'd done a lot of theatre over the years, but I haven't been on stage for 12 years or something. And then a friend of mine had a conversation, and he says, "How do you fancy doing pantomime?" And I thought, "Yeah, why not? I've never done it before, and never say never, and all of that." And I love doing it, and I've been doing it, with Rainbow Valley since, really. So, yeah, marriage made in heaven, mate.
So, how many pantos have you done so far then, including this one?
Well, I've done one adult panto, which was,
Yeah.
and it's not like that. No, it was basically like a on film on stage, right? It's called Bunny Dundun, which was a good laugh. And then I did three, traditional Christmas pantos. The first one was Aladdin, then last year was Beauty and the Beast, and then this year's Robin Hood. But no, it's great fun, hard work, because a lot of the days you're doing three shows a day, and it's very rewarding,
I understand that you've been in rehearsals for the last few weeks, as you said. So, how have they been?
Good, yeah. We don't have much rehearsal. We probably get a week's rehearsal, maybe 6 days, and that's it.
Oh, wow.
That's the difference with doing pantomime, is that you don't get, like, if you're doing a play, like a serious play, then you'll get like a month's rehearsal. But
Yeah.
with pantomime, you get a week. That's and you have to kind of crack on with it, and learn your lines as best as you can.
Yes. So who's starring alongside you in Robin Hood?
Oh, this is quite a young cast, actually. But my friend Carwin, he was in the panto with us last year, and then Amy Guppy is playing Robin Hood. So, and you've got Beth Ann and Chantal, Aaron. So yeah, I'm definitely the elder statesman of the group. But that suits the part, suits the sheriff.
Yes, of course. What's it like playing a baddie as well? Is that pretty new to you as well?
No, I've played a lot of baddies. I played a lot of baddies. Yeah. I like playing baddies. So
Yes.
it comes naturally.
It's the best part, of course.
It is always the best part.
Yes.
Always.
So, what can audiences look forward to seeing in this pantomime? Is there anything really exciting that people should look forward to?
The panto is always a lot of fun, and we get the audience involved. There's lots of singing, lots of dancing, lots of audience participation, as I say, and it's just a real good, feel good family show. And it doesn't matter if you're, 3 years of age or 300 years of age. It's
Yes.
one for everyone. Adults love it because, there are jokes in there that they will understand, they will get. Possibly the children don't get, but it does appeal to everyone, definitely.
Yes. So, in terms of the pantomime this year, where can people see you and when?
Well, we open next week at Abbot Hilary. We're there for a week at the Metropole in Abbot Hilary, and then we transfer then to the Congress Theatre in Cwmbran. So yeah, and then we're there. We're there every day then till the 30th. Our last day performance is the 30th.
Right,
Uh,
okay.
we're we're not performing on Christmas Day and Boxing Day, but apart from that, we're there every day.
Brilliant. So, the final question, what advice would you give to a young person that's looking to get into theatre as an actor?
Just, have a go. I've worked quite a fair bit with young actors at the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama. So there's what we call it, yeah, the Young Actor Studio there. So, but just get involved, I mean, for me, it was different. It was a different path. But if you have an interest in drama and acting and singing and dancing and all that, just get out there and do it, and it's once you turn professional, everything, that it is a different ball game then, because it's extremely competitive. It's not an easy industry, but it's a very worthwhile industry. And I've traveled the world and done lots of jobs and worked with fantastic people. So just believe in yourself and have a go.
Yeah, well, wise words from Julian there. So you can see Julian as the Sheriff of Nottingham in Robin Hood, which will be starting 9th of December, Abbot Hilary. That'll be toured around South Wales this Christmas. So, Julian, thank you for chatting with me. Best of luck for the panto season, and I hope you're able to join us again.
Thank you very much. You've been great. Thanks
Thank
very
you.
much, man.